Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. A Huron County Circuit Court hearing today addressed a probation violation for Paige Ann Shively. Shively was accused of violating a no-contact order with Shane Krug, who alleged contact occurring around April 27, 2026, at her place of employment, and additional Snapchat communication was also noted. Shively admitted to the court that she had contact with Krug, contrary to her probation terms. The court's ruling included 30 days in jail with 2 days credit, along with continued probation, a $250 fine, and a $25 assessment fee. Work release was approved, subject to Huron County Sheriff's Office guidelines. Shively stated, "I know it was stupid, I know it was wrong, and I'm sorry." In Hemlock, Michigan, the Hemlock Public School District, this year's story is not about numbers. It's about kids showing up. It is about relationships being built, routines taking hold, and classrooms feeling whole again. During the third marking period, the district saw a 51.35% improvement in chronic absenteeism compared to last year. That matters, but what matters more is what the numbers represents. More students in seats, more conversations, more learning, and more connection. Behind that shift is a simple belief. When people come together and they stay focused on kids, things get better. This was built on purpose. This did not happen by accident. Over the past year, Hemlock built a clear, intentional approach to attendance. Teams in every building tracked data, met regularly, and responded early. Staff worked from a shared system that focused on prevention, consistency, and support. Families were engaged, students were encouraged, and message was clear and steady across the district. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Your presence matters. Those were not just words. They became culture. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Keith John Finkbeiner has been sentenced in Huron County Circuit Court for two separate cases. In the first, he pled no contest to disturbing and promoting child sexually abuse activity and using a computer to commit a crime. For this, Judge Brill sentenced him to 5 years of probation and 365 days in county jail, with credit for 2 days served. In the second case, Finkbeiner pled guilty to possession of a controlled substance, specifically crack cocaine. This resulted in 18 months of probation and 270 days in jail. Probation conditions include no contact with individuals under 17, a ban on sexually stimulating materials, and placement on the sex offenders registry. He is also prohibited from accessing social media during probation and must undergo substance abuse treatment. Financial penalties were also included. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors care for neighbors.